Now here's meteorologist Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated with today's agricultural weather forecast. Good morning to you, Drew.
Good morning, Todd. We have another blizzard that's behind us finally. We did see over 11 inches of snow accumulate across portions of the upper Midwest and Wisconsin in particular. Yes, it was a tough day across many of those areas. We still have a lot of wind blowing across a big part of the northern Midwest, with a considerable amount of glowing and drifting of snow still prevailing across some of that region. The temperatures have really fallen off in recent hours, down into the single digits across parts of Minnesota and the teens in portions of northern Iowa and Wisconsin. And this is just the beginning. Unfortunately, this cold air mass will be followed by a reinforcing shot of cold late this weekend and probably one more next week. Each of these little disturbances, little shots of cool air will lower temperatures a little bit more. The bitter cold is going to be most likely in the northern parts of the region. This will be primarily from the Dakotas and northern Nebraska, eastward into Michigan, northernmost Illinois. These areas will probably see temperatures that will either be near or below 0 degrees at late this weekend into the early to middle part of next week. That's too cold for this time of the year, obviously. It's too cold for the long winter that we've already been dealing with. And it looks like we'll warm up a little bit in the first weekend in March, but it looks like we may have some more precipitation to deal with at that point, and maybe a little reinforcing shot of some milder but yet still cooler bias conditions in that later in that first week of March. So it's not a really wonderful-looking outlook. As long as we can get on the right track here in March, I think we'll probably do okay. But the concern is that we're still going to have bouts of cold air coming and going across the Midwest. As we move into the early to middle part of March, the upper air flow pattern will continue to reinforce this pattern that we've been dealing with for weeks. And so even though we will warm up a little bit, I think there's going to be more cold air coming back across the region on a periodic basis. We will expect the temperatures across the region to certainly turn colder. Today will be one of the better days. Depending on where you are across the region, we'll expect to see the afternoon temperatures contrast rather sharply. Some areas in the upper Midwest and the northern plains may not rise much out of the teens and 20s, but in the lower Midwest, we'll probably see afternoon temperatures in the 50s, which isn't terribly bad for this time of the year. We'll expect to see the colder air push further to the south. So our coldest days will be late in the weekend and early next week. At that point, we'll probably see high temperatures limited to single digits and teens across the far northern parts of the Midwest, from the Dakotas to Michigan, and probably looking at 20s and 30s across the southern parts of the region. As we move on out a little later next week, we'll start to see some moderation, but it is going to stay cold at least till Thursday or Friday. And the low temperatures at night, as I've already mentioned, will be bitterly cold. I think we'll see sub-zero readings as far south as northwesternmost Illinois and central Iowa, but most other areas to the south and east of that will probably not see such conditions. I do not expect to see winter kill take place in wheat country because I think we'll have sufficient snow cover in most cases to protect the crops. South Dakota might be the only place to keep in mind. They may be close to damage threshold here this weekend, but snow will fall Sunday into Monday. The other issue out there is the southwest U.S. plains, which continue to be very dry, but there's an opportunity for some precipitation possibly evolving out that way for sometime late next week or in the first weekend of March. So we'll watch that real closely. As far as precipitation for the Midwest is concerned, we will see a little bit of light snowfall occur across the region as we reinforce the cold. This will occur late in the weekend and early next week, but accumulations of snow should be very, very light. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City for his daily update of the weather forecast right here on WILL AM 580.